Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
All right, give me a good door. I want the best one. Go. Did you shit your pants? What the fuck was that?
I tried going out instead of in with my air.
I put pressure on you to perform.
I don't do well with that.
Well, after midnight you do.
It's true. That kind of pressure. Sometimes you apply good pressure. It's all different.
I talked to my friend Julie the other day. My friend from school, who you're friends with as well, and she said, we just talked about the show, and she said, does Jake really sleep with as many people as he talks about? And I said, more.
Not as much these days.
No, not as much. But you've got stories.
Yeah, we all should. My body count was really high.
Yo, you do in what my you 20s want. And 30s. You get that D or get that P. Get that count up if you want.
I think especially, you can look back at my life and see there are areas where I was going through something.
Okay. All right. Where? And not trying to work it out. You just wanted to work it out.
I was working it out, all right.
Hey.
Yeah, I was working something out.
You were having a lot of somatic therapy. You were working,
Yeah, something like that. And they were working it out, too.
All right, episode 8, Love is Blind.
Remember, y'all, you're working the pole or you're working the hole.
That's a good one.
You work it out some way. It's the pole or the hole.
Wow. Wow. So y'all know why we're doing this. October 19th, we're getting there. We've only got two more episodes, or three. We've got to cover. We've got to do a whole new episode 10 because of fucking Crowdcast. Again.
How does it fuck us still 2 years?
We still are talking about how great it is. Like you said, it sounds like we're sponsored by Crowdcast.
It does.
It's just a blaze of glory.
It really is the blimp of podcast accessories.
Oh, I wouldn't even use it now if they paid us.
Me either.
They'd have to pay us a lot.
No, even then.
All right, y'all. So this is episode 8. Here's the intro. This is exciting. Wedding dress shopping, this episode.
Oh, I remember this.
We're getting some dress shopping.
And all the girls are going together.
Yeah, right? Jessica was completely in her head about this.
She was hard to watch.
Yes, this is the first episode where we start to gain a little bit of sympathy for her. Because, first of all, this is where she tries to apologize to Barnett. And she
right.
was like, I'm so sorry. I was just so drunk. I don't remember what I said. And da da da. Because.
Never a good apology.
What episode was. I think you had the episode where they had the party and she tried to. Was that episode 7?
That was episode 9 when she apologized to.
But when they
Amber.
Had the party and she tried to hit on Barnett again.
That was episode 7.
Yes. Yeah. So that was episode. So this is after that. And so she's trying to y'all, episode 7 was a good episode. This one was good, though. I said earlier I didn't think it was as good, but I forgot about. There is something that happens in this is, where was it? I wrote it down. This was a great episode for me in that I forgot. This is the episode where Mark was at Jessica's and Drunk Dog was with Mark. And Drunk Dog was sitting on the floor and someone finished. They were eating like food and they set their plate of food on the ground right by Drunk Dog. And Drunk Dog didn't even try to eat their food. And we both were shocked by that because we grew up with dogs who would eat any food they could smell.
Yes.
And we realized it was because Drunk Dog was so fucking drunk, they didn't even know there was food
or
there.
Or such a wine snob.
So it launched into a 3-minute monologue of Drunk Dog. I enjoyed that.
Drunk Dog was the bright spot.
So we gained some sympathy for Jessica because we learned that, I forgot what the exact, but that Jessica.
Don't tell us.
Well, no, I forgot the specifics because I didn't watch the episode. I just listened to us. But Jessica has had no relationship with her father, like, ever.
Right.
Like, I think he chose and he said, I don't want to be a part of your life. So we were like, whoa, this is some shit. This is the episode. I just want to warn y'all. This is the episode where they try to make us think that Cameron and Lauren have problems. You and I were really distressed because we were worried. And I don't want y'all to go through that. They're fine. They're still together. Cameron and Lauren don't have problems, y'all.
They're wonderful.
They're wonderful. They're perfect.
They're cherubs blessed by God.
This is also where we learn. I learned that a cat house was actually a place where they said prostitution happens. I actually thought it was a cat house, like my ex-boyfriend.
What?
Because my ex-boyfriend David ran a cat sanctuary, and that's what I thought, it was just a cat house. So you made me question everything I knew. So
I'm always teaching you new words.
That's true. What else is it? This is, we also asked the question, what is the dog's favorite wine? We answer that question, y'all. Also, I think this might have gone over in your episode 9 too, but this is the beginning of Damien and Gigi fighting.
Yes.
And it's about the sex stuff.
Yeah, it was first brought up in this episode.
We were wrong. The things that I like to point out, where we went wrong, we said that she said that Damien can't give her an orgasm. We said that Damien could. I now don't believe that.
We were wrong.
We were wrong.
I think he just finishes too quickly.
Yeah. You said that in the episode.
Yeah.
But then forgets about her. Something's happened. Also, we were wrong in this episode where we said we feel like Mark is way more of an adult than Jessica.
Wow.
We were wrong.
I think we were so wrong about him in general because he was such a good actor on screen.
He and Barnett, we were complete. Like, we went hard at Jessica, but it made sense in the edit.
Yeah.
But
everyone did.
But he and Barnett, we were wrong.
Agree.
All right, everybody. But enjoy this episode 8 of Love is Blind.
Roll it, Gary.
Just took 15 minutes for you to fucking sit yourself.
Y'all need to look up a meme that's saying gays don't know how to sit. It is amazing. I don't.
Or you could just Google you.
Fair.
Fair.
Y'all.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Love is blind.
Y'all, this is episode 8.
Episode 8.
Love is Blind. And this is 90 Day Gays Presents Love is Blind.
Boy, we're like
on Netflix.
We're like that out of control freight train. We're just going to the end. Going to the end.
Or just right off the rails.
Like in Polar Express, just going into the ice.
I never saw that movie.
It's all right.
The animation bothered me.
My nephews love it because they saw it when they were kids. It is a sweet movie. It's a very sweet movie. It's well done. It is a good movie. I like it very much.
Is it kind of like Snowpiercer?
No. No, you talked about that in the last or a couple of ones ago because that was a temperature check. Oh, God.
Y'all, this is episode 8.
We said that already.
We've met the parents.
He's sober. He's still repeating himself.
We've met the parents.
We've met the parents, yes.
We just finished up. I don't know why that couldn't have been on the last episode. I guess it needed to be a cliffhanger.
I feel like last episode, episode 7 and episode 8.
Could have been one episode.
I feel like they are
padded it.
Running out of stuff.
Yep.
Y'all, I don't know how long this show.
It could have been nine episodes.
We don't do shows for time limits. We just give y'all quality entertainment. So I don't know how long this show.
Do we?
It's debatable. There wasn't a lot that happened this episode.
No, I still have some stuff to say.
Oh, no, I do too.
I got a lot to say to you people.
I mean, if this was Kelly and Kenny, we'd say, we'll see you next week, guys.
A whole episode with them.
2 minutes in and we're done.
So Daddy Speed is with Cameron, and Lauren is a smart girl, like she is,
yes.
Says, I'm going to let you sort it out. That's what I would do.
Yeah, she's like, I'm going to let y'all talk.
And Speed is like, this is a big step. I want you to know I have problems with this.
Dad said, you didn't ask for my blessing.
Well, you really couldn't because you were underground somewhere in Simi Valley.
Simi Valley.
So it would have been hard without any cell
That's
service.
That's fair.
Yep.
That's fair.
And he, I thought he was really good with the father. And he says, you know, I would have really wished she would have dated inside her race. And he's like, how are you going to feel in a room full of black people? And he's like, well, I was in a relationship for 5 years with a black girl. So I have experience. And he's like, oh.
Yeah.
Guess I gotta rethink that now.
I feel fine in a room full of black men.
I know you do. More than fine.
Especially, usually we're naked. There's not clothes involved. But, you know.
And you're usually being passed around like a hacky sack.
Yeah, and we. Kick.
Yes. Oh, I hit him with the back of my knee. Ooh,
everybody feels comfortable. Everyone can be them true selves.
He basically says at the end, I won't judge you by anything other than how you treat my daughter. So it's kind of we've been building up to all this building up. It's like Jessica saying, so-and-so, she's going to have a problem with me being 34, yeah. And no one does.
That's going to be Jessica the entire time. She's going to be like, oh, they're so upset. No,
oh my
we
God.
Don't care. He said he's honest. I mean, he was honest. He said, I don't really love it, but.
Yep. And he does like one of the things like Betsy's mom did at the end of Emily's mom at the end of last season when she got married to Sasha in 90 Day.
Yeah.
And she goes, well, let's see how it goes.
Let's ride this out.
So the next thing is they are bros and suits and ladies with dresses.
Yes. Bros and suits and ladies with dresses.
You could have sped through all of this.
This was like filler.
The dresses, y'all, no one wore anything that was a little extreme. Of course, Amber tried on something where she was almost naked.
And of course,
Jessica hated her dress because she looked bad.
Jessica hated her, and they edited her, like, wasn't good. So they do that, and then they... They kind of re-show at the end, like, their dresses, I guess, when they
the better dress.
The second. Yep. I did, out of all of them, I kind of loved Amber's second dress the most.
Oh, it was really pretty.
It was very
shockingly.
Her.
Gigi's second dress for me.
Oh,
it was couture as fuck.
Gigi's dress was beautiful. Yep.
Everybody else looked good.
I liked Lauren's, too. It was beautiful. You liked the fit of it.
Yeah. Kelly's dress was okay. Just
Kelly's
okay.
Dress
it was
okay.
The one. She's got big shoulders, y'all. You gotta. It's hard with a woman with a big shoulder.
Her dress just looked very boring.
Yeah.
Jessica's was pretty. It looked like an anthropology dress.
She wasn't knowing how to wear it. She's like, I don't want to fully commit to being a bride.
It was like that. It was that energy of it. Because the dress, because I say that in a good way, Anthropology has really beautiful wedding line stuff, and it looked like that. It looked
and she's
very
kind
her.
Of a tall girl, y'all, so she's kind of apologizing for her height. Or she looks tall to me.
It looked like a lot for her because she's so petite and thin. Maybe a dress with less.
And even though she even said near the end, she's like, it's very pretty. I just don't know if it's right.
Even, I know, and the woman helper's like, it's pretty? That's all you got to say? Bitch, you don't need to get married.
Those poor. Anyway, I thought it was really sweet when Kelly's sister, Ashley, started to cry. And she's like, I'm just going to miss my little sister.
Y'all... I loved her. I love this family. Her sister looks like a lesbian you go to do astrology.
She does.
Or like that
she's
does
a,
outdoor hiking adventures for
she's
people
a,
in Portland.
A professor at a school back east.
Yeah.
Private
she
school.
She
kind of
had
east.
Man hands.
Yeah. She's sweet looking.
No,
pretty, though.
But I bet that's because she's just really just knows how to. I just love that family. I'd hang out with them all.
They're cool.
They're cool.
Liz,
they are. They're cool.
Dad
they're
with
cool.
ponytail.
Yes.
Yep.
I forgot about the dad with ponytail.
I don't think there was anything else. So Jessica's being dramatic.
She is.
Can we talk about the Jessica Barnett conversation out on some patio with torches?
Bloom, bloom, bloom. Boom, 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 boom. Here comes the rain again. It was raining all over them. A melody. Ordering in my head like a new emotion.
And y'all.
Which is not what Jessica has.
She even Where says. Is it? I can't find she's it. Like, you know, I okay. really. She's like, I just want to clear the air. And he's like, yeah, I just, you know, made it kind of made us uncomfortable.
Am I recording?
And she's okay, like, just why? Why? Why do you make it uncomfortable? What do you mean? It was really bad.
Where?
She, at one point, she was like, really? I think I gave you the wrong impression, like I was into you. Girl, you were drunk off your butt, and you did say that.
It was very clear. The fact that she was like, you know what she did? She pulled a Poodle Boudreaux. I literally have seen Jake, like, again, as we talked about, make out and practically sit on somebody's face in public places. And then the next day when I call him out on it, I'm like, Jake, do you
no,
not remember?
I didn't.
And he was like, no, what do you mean?
That was a natural expression of a man with showing love for another man.
I didn't sit on his face. I just patted him on the back and said, hi. That is literally what Jake does.
It was fine.
And because his mother does the same thing.
She does.
And so
my mother will admit nothing.
And the mother poodle. And the fact that she is so clueless is she was like, she really was, I think she was, because she's not that good of an actor.
No.
I think she legitimately was like, oh my God, how did you think that I was still into you when I was drunk in the bed talking about how fucking hot
you
were?
Yeah, she.
How?
She was like, I don't know, we really must have got our signals crossed.
Real? Oh my God.
And she even said, he even said to her, he's like, well, you're a good faker.
That
she was taken aback.
Because he called her on her shit. And she was like, what? He was like, should I not say that? She said, no, don't say that. That's like, that's why I think I don't have any respect for her. Is that she had said like, look, I'm a hot mess and I'm trying to make things work, but I'm still into you.
Yeah.
I would have respected her more instead of, again, here she talks about being this established woman. Honey, Mark is more of an adult than you are because he owns his feelings. They're confused, but at least he owns them.
She even basically says, later. You know, and I'm really so happy for you guys because I really feel like that you're kind of perfect. And I think like, I can't, but at the same time, I can't believe you were ending up together. She said that at least
four or five times. She's like, really?
I can't believe this.
Like, you really, you enjoy your vagina. Really? It's like, yeah.
She couldn't stop saying that.
It's like when I was trying to talk to my straight friends after newly coming out, but you think you could still go back to women to say if you're, you know, like asking your boyfriends, you touch your tits and it doesn't make your dick shrivel up in your stomach. Really? Like you touch the softness of her skin and doesn't make you think you want a hard man. Really?
And they're so confused.
They're like, yeah. And I'm like,
you can't do that.
And I just walk away. Don't get it.
We move in quickly to a workout montage in the generic.
Let's get physical.
I wish that was the song that was played.
No.
Unfortunately, this song was like, turn around, walk straight around to the door. Turn around, turn around. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was not good.
And this is by a really offbeat Swedish singer-songwriter called Pym.
Oh, I like that name. I like that name.
P-Y-M.
Pym.
Mm-hmm.
All right. That makes sense. That makes sense.
It stands for Please Your Mother.
Please Your Mother. So
anyway,
we're talking about Damien.
Please Your Mother. That's what PIM stands for.
So we're talking about Damien and Gigi
yes.
now?
Yes. Uh-huh. They're working out. She says, you're on your phone. She's trying to talk to him. He's trying to pause it. Y'all, here's the thing about, I will say, Damien is patient. He's being patient. Because a girl like Gigi, kind of like someone who dates me, you have to be patient because I will blow up at things. Little things. Occasionally, I've been told.
Jesus.
Small, but...
don't even.
And he's been like... And he finally... He
you
got
are
touchy.
Better. You are better.
He got really touchy about it.
He came at her hot. He came at her hot and defensive. It was a little like, okay.
And you're telling, she was like, what is this?
Well, he's finally kind of expressing some emotion instead of just like reacting to her.
Yeah, it's true. And I think that's hard for him. It's not easy for him to express how he feels because no one ever asked him growing up.
Yeah, and finally he said, I feel like you make me an option, not a priority.
That is dead on correct.
That is dead. I mean, we're going to talk about more of this at the dinner, but I can imagine she probably is on her phone a lot.
For her job.
Because we don't know what her job is. We haven't Googled any of these people yet.
She says business owner, which could be like cat house. You know, she could literally be a prostitute. She could be a madam.
That's what my first ex-boyfriend did, or actually my only ex-boyfriend, serious one. He, I think, graduated college.
Did he really become a prostitute?
Oh, no. Actually, I think he did do that a little bit for drugs. He kind of went wild after I broke up with him.
Okay.
They usually do. They don't handle it well. They know that the best they've ever had is gone. Because I'm one of those.
Or they're like, thank God.
No, they're never like that. Never. But when I break up with you, I break up with you. I will never get back together with you out of pride.
I'm kind of that way, too.
I remember I once told him, because he said he wanted to be friends, and then he tried to throw a new relationship on my face and throw it at me, and I said, I don't want to ever hear you breathe in my existence again.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Y'all, this bitch seems nice that she will cut you off. The coldness that exists.
I never. So anyway, so he did a little drugs after that. He got a belly button ring and then did some gay stuff, graduated college, and then he moved to his mom's in Arkansas, and they ran a barn that was a cat rescue.
So not a cat house.
It was a cat rescue, but it was a cat barn.
Okay. I was talking about prostitution, but that's fine.
But you were talking about cats, too.
No, a cat house. That's what they call a whorehouse.
They do?
Yeah.
I thought you meant a literal cat house.
No.
When like they a say, house full
yeah,
of
he's
cats.
Running a, she's running a cat house over there. That's a
really?
Whorehouse. Yeah.
Really? I thought you meant like she liked cats.
Why do I feel like every show is me telling you something you don't know?
Y'all come at us. If I have a lot of people who supported me with this footlocker that didn't know that there was an actual footlocker.
No, so, actually such a thing as a footlocker. Yeah.
Please let me know if you were shocked by the term cat house. If you've always thought
it is a house of ill repute.
Yeah, if you thought it's been a house of actual cats, let me know.
I'm just more worldly than you are.
We've had a bunch of cat ladies come at us in the Sissy Squad anyway.
Did I say something about cats?
Did we say something about cats?
I don't think so. You told me on Facebook I was served.
I just blamed it on you because I didn't know what I said.
I don't know if I went off on
y'all,
cats.
Y'all, did we say something about
y'all,
cats?
Y'all, I like cats. I don't. I used to live with one.
I used
we did too.
Oh, really? I used to
Booby.
Not because my brother was allergic, so we never were around them. And I'd go over.
I grew up with one.
Well, I'd go over to people's houses, and their cat would never let me pet it. So I'm like, I don't like you. But then we lived with one, and I love
I respect
that.
Them.
I love them.
I don't necessarily seek them out, but a cat, because I'm allergic, will always jump up on my lap.
The problem with poodle, yes, that the allergies for poodle, but also the problem with poodle and cats is he can't always outsmart a cat. And that upsets him.
I can always outsmart a dog,
y'all.
He can
always outsmart a dog. Ooh, and if he doesn't feel in control, because that cat sometimes, Gay, that we lived with,
ooh,
Toby.
She was smart.
He gave him the riot act.
Yeah. She'd take a shit in the corner of my room.
Yeah. Jake would fuck with him and he would say,
yep. Take a shit in my room.
He would.
A cat, y'all, you know, dogs don't ask for forgiveness either, and dogs feel bad. Cats get even.
They get even.
Mm-hmm.
Look, y'all come at us in the squad with your stories of your cat getting even. That'll be a good one.
I'd like to talk about next. The next place where it is the Old Blind Dog Irish Pub.
Yes.
Which needs a little work on the name.
Yeah.
Just say the Old Blind Dog.
Yeah.
We get it. It's a bar.
It's a lot.
It couldn't be anything else.
Those people that have to fill out their order forms or paperwork, they just
Can
spend
you
time
imagine?
Just writing
they
the
just
title.
Stop. Old blind I'm
they
done.
Just probably put OBID bar
Anyway, so Barnett's drinking. Amber shows up. He's like, I don't really know what she does all day because she hasn't worked. And this may wind up being, in this episode, we saw two different scenes of them not being in a good place. Maybe they're kind of fooling us, Netflix or the producers.
Maybe.
But this was messy, y'all.
Well, so the first, they're basically, the part wasn't as messy, but basically she doesn't have a lot of money. Look, she says, I don't want to ask my mom a lot. She's done so much, but her mom probably doesn't have a lot of money either. And so we thought they were paying for these weddings on the show, but
I
guess not.
I read that I think they were paying only like $500. Which, how much, maybe on the dresses I was thinking of.
$500?
I don't understand why Netflix couldn't pay for their weddings.
I'm sorry, if you're making me get married and plan a wedding in five weeks,
you're fucking
paying for my wedding. Or at least giving me like $10,000 as a starter.
I agree. It seems ridiculous. Someone come at us. I need to know.
Production people fuck people. Yeah, someone know.
And so Barnett's feeling, she basically kind of just beats around the bush to say, yeah, I don't want to ask my mom. So, and basically she wants him to give him a bunch of money for the wedding.
She says, I'd like for us to handle this ourselves. Well, she doesn't make money.
No, she doesn't have anything.
She has nothing.
She doesn't have a home.
She doesn't have, which here's the deal. I want to talk a little bit about
financial equity between partners.
Well, I just want to talk about, I feel like this is personally what I believe. So I honestly think you don't get married to someone just if you love them. Like, I love my partner. We're done. We're together. I don't need to get married to him yet. I feel like I would want to get married. It's a deeper way of love, but it's a legal thing. So you get married to join kind of, I don't know, I see it in a loving way, a little bit more contractual, like the old school way of marriage.
I don't see it that way. I see marriage as a way for your family and your communities to join together. Which is done by a wedding.
Both of that as well.
Now, that's a very Southern thing because in here, people live together all the time, and they've already done that. They've already had that. In the South, it's much more about, this is a ceremony, this is a rite of passage.
I do see the ceremony, Pat. Yep. I do see the ceremony, but I guess I can explain a little better in a way of like, we're getting married so that way we're legally bound, so that way we can build things together. We can build equity together. We can build, whether it's a house, whether it's proper, whatever, you can build. Because a part of being a partner is that you're with somebody that will support you emotionally, but financially, if you need it, you support them. It's like, it's another step of building safety. I'm building safety.
I totally agree with you. I just think that you're more evolved on the topic than most people are.
Well, I'm just saying I'm not saying this is the way to think about it. I'm just saying that is the way I think about it. So
I guarantee you none of these people feel that way.
That's what I was going to say.
Because you're signing up for this show. You don't feel that way.
Kenny and Kelly maybe do.
No. They're too traditional.
If you're signing up for that show, you're not thinking
you're,
that.
Your wedding is a fairy tale thing. It is a fanciful thing that you're wanting, a storybook thing.
And I'm not judging other people who don't, but I agree with you. Like, the way so that goes back to Amber. The way Amber is approaching this marriage is like,
all your troubles are going to go away as soon as you're married.
Troubles are going away, and I'm enough. It's just me. Whereas I'm kind of like, no, if I want to marry somebody, it's like, even if you're not working, but it's this idea of, okay, we're going to get married. What are you going to do to build in that safety for us?
I would agree. I don't think he can say that to her. And it will come off as he will be dismissive and finally have to tell her no and be a sad puppy dog.
That's true.
And here's, I understand the way you think about marriage.
I'm also 40 and they're
also, none of these people, that concept of marriage is so far away what these people are thinking. They're wanting
the
fairy tale.
They went on a fucking reality show.
Again, I can see your point. None of those people are going to believe any of that.
Yeah, that's true.
I see marriage as a trap, but that's a whole other thing. I wouldn't go on this show, y'all, unless I could kill my husband early on.
Unless it was like somebody falling in love with 70-year-old men.
Exactly. Like the Anna Nicole show. I would be doing great at that.
I think she loved him.
That was real. It was real.
That was real. Y'all, Anna Nicole lived a life. R.I.P.
She was. That was one of the first reality shows.
I never saw it.
Oh, it was such a train. It was actually sad. The longer it was on, it was sad.
Was it one of those shows where, like, when reality was real?
Yeah. I mean, it was scripted, but, like, her life was just so, like, just a fucking disaster.
Is that when she was married, too?
Yeah.
To the
I think
old
she
guy?
Just, I think she had divorced him, and the family was coming after her.
Does she have a kid still?
Yeah.
Raised by that guy?
Yeah.
I bet that kid's, like,
fucked up.
Old now.
Maybe.
Don't you think? Hey, Siri, how old is Anna Nicole's children?
Here's what I found. Take a look.
Well, read it to us.
So Daniel Wayne Smith is 34 years old.
Fuck!
And the other one, Daniel Lynn, or whatever her name was, is 13.
Y'all?
We're fucking old.
Anna Nicole's son is 34. Like Jessica, y'all.
Yes.
34 years old.
34 years old.
Wow, we're old.
Wow. I don't remember him being our age, but I guess he was.
Kind of.
I remember Dana Lynn because I hated that name.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. Poodle, I gotta tell you, I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long. But yes, they are so soft. And the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all black classics to fun expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, Good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle, I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Let's talk about Lauren and Cameron in this completely producer-created scene where they were talking about guest lists. And they kind of faked that they were scared. Y'all, these people are in game. Again, if there's anything that destroys them, if someone gets in the middle of their relationship.
If Tiffany breaks this up, Jake's coming after her.
Yeah, Tiffany, yeah. That's not even funny. Or if someone.
He just put down his pad when I said that, ready to fight.
I'm ready to fight. They are in game. I will protect them at all costs.
Now, but they did have a good thing. Because, this was very true. It's something I think of. My parents went through a divorce. Then they went through some other ones, other divorces. Your parents have been together for.
They have.
What?
God. I was born.
1961. So.
I was born like 5 years after they married. No, unlike you, it wasn't a shotgun wedding.
So they were married.
They were married 5 years. So I'm 36. So
yeah,
uh-huh. they've been married a little over 40 years.
My parents are a shotgun wedding. They were.
That's right. You were the second one.
I was second, but they were married when they were 20, and my mother had my brother at 26.
Oh, so they had been together a while.
Yeah. They were high school. Yeah, they were together. Maybe she was even married at 19.
You think he cheated on your mother before?
I don't know. They tried. They had their first, they got, my mom got pregnant when she was 24.
Miscarriage?
And she miscarried twice.
Yep.
So, yeah, she had my brother out before she turned 27, and then she had me at 29.
She kind of, it's your brother.
No, my brother.
Your brother had the shotgun wedding. Yep. That's why your niece and nephew are old. And mine are, or your nephews are older, and mine are like all under 10.
They are.
Yeah.
But I was going to, this is a good point that I'm glad you actually said my brother, because I was like, well, I guess I have them. I don't have any role models in my family. Like my dad.
Who were good in relationships.
Shockingly, Aunt Peggy and Aunt Darla have a divorce too. And then I guess my Uncle Leonard, but he's down there in Dallas. I never see him and Aunt Cheryl. And my Uncle A.W. that died, he had like... Well, my Aunt Jeannie, they were together for a while, but he divorced her, and then he was, yeah, so no. That was a sad history. That was a sad, sad
history. Yeah, I felt
history.
Every second of it tick by.
Lauren brought to point, though, that you don't have this aspirational thing to look to as far as a wedding.
Because his parents are together, and she said, you've seen the happy ending, and I haven't.
Because it sounds like her parents' divorce was kind of like mine. Mine were together for 21 years. So I have to say, I do relate to that. I feel if I do get married, I do have this pressure of I don't want a divorce because the divorce of my parents was so painful and horrible for all of us involved. I just don't want to go through that. My brother and I talk about that a lot.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Y'all, if you're getting divorced, I don't care how well adjusted you are. Take your kids to therapy. They need it.
Whether you know it or not. Talk to your kids about it.
Take them to therapy, your pastor. Just take them to someone. Preferably therapy. Not that there's anything wrong with pastors, but there's tools.
Your pastor can do a lot.
Oh, pastors are amazing. If you have a good...
Just not Pastor Cal on Married at First Sight.
No,
because he's not in
him.
He's in the Church of Universal Light or some shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Should we talk about Jessica and Mark's scene... we're at the rose petals that he's the sweet little making a dinner
for him.
We're
doing it different today. We're kind of bumping all over because we got to go back to other people. I like it.
Oh, I'm just doing it chronologically because the way that the show is working now.
It's kind of more chronological.
Yeah. And there's a great, like the hit of the show. This song goes, make tonight the night.
Oh, I
make
saw
the night tonight. Make it tonight, make it tonight.
Yeah. And then it's, let's not try to waste time.
Yes,
something's been on my mind. This, I Googled this one if that's okay.
Yes.
This is by a band called Sherman Williams. Just so you know.
But not spelled like the paint.
No, it's not. No. It's
Sherman or Sherman.
And then kind of like Williams is spelled W-I-L-L and then, underscore William, underscore yes. W-I-L-L, all lowercase. And then the U-M-M-Z.
Yes, Sherman Williams.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that actually is, that is a group. From where are they? I wrote this down where they are from. It's some, Patagonia.
Lovely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's good winters down there.
Good winter. We have a sissy down there.
Patagonia, yes.
We do. We need to go see her.
She put us up, Becca.
She will.
They have a pod dinner, y'all.
So I kind of thought this was sweet.
I thought it was so sweet, and I thought it was a great idea.
I thought so,
I don't
too.
Know if it was Mark's idea or producer's idea.
I know one thing. It was not Jessica's idea.
No.
She's like,
really?
Maybe it was that dog's idea.
I have to do something with him.
He's like, you know, everything was a lot better when we were in the pods.
Well, it's so funny that you talk about that because, so.
I saw this too.
They're on side by side. There's food on the floor. Y'all, the dog is just sitting there looking at Mark.
Any of our dogs who grew up, that dog would have eaten that food.
My dog, Sophie, was blind. And I'll never forget when she was old and blind. Climbed on the fucking couch to eat some Ina Garten engagement chicken that I cooked.
And that engagement chicken
y'all,
is good.
They're not fucking around. Dogs aren't fucking around with dogs food. Aren't,
but
if you leave the room, they will eat your food.
This dog is just looking up at Mark saying, I am so drunk.
Please, just give me some more wine. Mark, I
just
love
you. Just something to get me through the night.
I don't even want no food. I just want something to drink.
And then Mark sits down, and then Jessica sits in the other room. The dog sits by Mark and just lays
just
down
sits there
and looks at him
and
like.
And Ted just goes, whoop, whoop. The dog's like,
finally, someone with a human heart.
A human heart.
Your foot feels so comfortable. Hers is always twitching from anxiety. I can never sleep on it.
All I can do is drink some wine. It's the only thing that gets me
only
through.
Only thing. Please, can you just shut her bedroom door and leave? Please take me. Please. Please.
Anyway, I'm going to miss that dog.
I know, the dog.
And I'm going to miss the dog. Drink the dog, whiny dog's voice.
It's
whiny
true.
Dog's voice.
True, she got her favorite wine, but it's not the dog's.
The dog is like, I prefer a Cote de Rhone.
Cote de Rhone, please.
So anyway, Jessica tells the story that her mother got pregnant at 23. She refused to have an abortion. The guy left.
This is where
left.
We find some shit out.
And she's like, and then she's like, then we hear the biggest reveal of the show, newsflash, this is to everyone, but was probably shocked. I have abandonment and attachment issues. No.
No. I mean, so here's the deal. And this is actually where I felt somewhat sorry for her in that.
Oh, I feel sorry for her.
Having a father who says they don't want nothing to do with you before they even meet you, that's rough.
That can fuck you up. It can fuck
rough,
you up.
Rough.
I agree.
And that will fuck you up for the rest. I hope to God. I was about to say, if you're listening, Jessica, but I'm pretty sure by now she's sobbing in a corner somewhere if she listened
y'all,
to any episode.
They have been brutal to her on social media.
Oh, I'm just saying.
I mean, come on, really.
I'm just talking about us. Maybe where you said in the first episode, I hate her, I hate her, I hate her. And she went, but anyway.
Yeah, I haven't been kind.
Jessica,
I have not been
I
kind.
Hope you've gotten some therapy. Y'all, if you're a friend of Jessica and you're listening, let us know if she's had some therapy. Or actually, I don't care about me. Maybe make sure she goes.
Yeah, we don't care.
But that really explained a lot. I still hate her. But yep. That's really, 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 really shitty.
And she did say the happy ending was my mom met my dad and he adopted her at 4, which is a
great.
Sweet thing. Yeah. And then she even says, he comes in and she's like, you're everything I've ever wanted. Then they actually kiss. It's like a moment.
It's the first time they actually had like a decent kiss.
We've heard that Marcus said earlier, the physical and the emotional have meshed. But
they've had sex.
I don't know. I need him to say, we fucked. Like my deaf friend.
I stuck it in.
I need to tell someone. Someone on Instagram asked me, DM'd me and said, I want to hear the deaf hookup with the deaf guy story. I can't tell that, y'all, because it's not pretty.
It's not pretty.
And it's offensive.
And I think it'll get us kicked off the
air. It will.
So, you know, you can maybe if you come to our meetup in April.
Maybe we'll tell about it on our, if when we start doing, we're doing
Crowdcast. No, you can still record stuff on that too.
Okay, so we might, we can't do it.
It's got to be like, you can do it on Snapchat when it goes away. Like, that's it.
Maybe it was Snapchat.
Nothing recorded.
Anyway, we'll move on, you guys, to, I think, what else was there? Oh, there was, to Gigi and Damien's dinner.
Sure, yeah, we can talk. Yeah, let's talk about them.
So, y'all, he's basically saying to her.
He lays it out.
I can't do this much. And the camera slows down and shows her scrolling across her phone, and the kettle drums on the TV went gong gong
gong gong.
He's like, seriously?
Seriously?
Now, imagine it had been the opposite way. Gigi would have thrown a drink in his face.
She would have.
Because that's her. Now, I did enjoy it. He finally says, if we keep things the way they've been going, you will lose me. You will lose me.
You know how
that was powerful.
It was very powerful. You know how I said, last episode, I said, you know, I'm really rooting for them. They're going to make it. And then I said, hopefully next episode they don't prove me wrong. Well,
I know you have more expectations for them than I do.
I don't know. I really like them both. I do not think they should be getting married this soon.
No.
They've got a lot of stuff to work through.
I just feel like there's such a wide gulf between them.
I don't feel like they're too really, different. Ugh. But it's more of like...
They're too different. The way they handle life. The way they process all of their environments.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes to what I'm saying. It's all of that. And the difference of not just... It's not almost ideological stuff, but it's more almost their cultural stuff. Like... We are watching, to me, this was an education in, American privilege.
Yeah.
With her talking about her family.
I send care packages to my family.
And also, y'all, I know we don't like...
Although not her family who visited her, y'all, because they rich.
It's true. And we're assuming, too, he said his family is very conservative. I'm assuming that
I don't know if that happened, because she said, Venezuela, my country's in shambles. I don't know.
But I'm just saying they have apparently different political reviews.
Yep.
I'm assuming that probably he's more Republican and she's more Democrat.
He is. I don't know if you even want to put it that way, because she's from a country where a dictator has been.
Yeah, that's what I mean. She's a country with a dictator. So she's looking at things from a different eye than what he's looking at.
Yeah, and I think, too, he heard that when she's like, don't say GD as much. So he's very religious.
Yeah.
At least was raised in a religious...
Which actually makes me judge his parents more. If he comes from a very religious family and his parents don't even want to meet the woman that he wants to marry...
Oh, and, well, evangelicalism... Evangelicalism? Yeah, evangelicals.
I love it when he can't say stuff. It always happens to me. So
there is a huge, huge double standard.
Hypocritical.
How human beings treat one another.
Yeah,
yeah. Because if you're not their tribe, oftentimes if you are not in either the same church or don't look like them, they're not interested in either getting to know you, or they don't really see you as a person.
They see you
as an other. And they have a hard time putting themselves in the same shoes as the other.
Yes.
Yeah, that's just a thing.
But what I think was great about is that because of this whole room and things like that and going in the pods, it is this idea that we can get to know one another on a different level before we see people for whatever flag they're holding and flag they're waving. Do I think they have a shot at it? I do, but I think they've got a...
Boy... This is a long, hard slog.
Everything
y'all.
They go about is just different. He's born here. She comes from a family of immigrants. This is a whole different type of situation to understand.
But even when he was he basically said, "This is the way things are." Blah blah blah. This is how I didn't know that about you. Blah blah blah. But this is I just need you to know this is where I am. And she's like, this is why I fell in love with you.
I know.
And I kind of teared up because, again, y'all, she is good. Gigi is great TV.
She is great TV. Oh.
And there's a great song at the end of this. One of my favorite bands, really. And it was just, stay, stay, stay. Stay, stay, stay. Stay, stay, stay. And you know... There's a great that's
a lot of lyrics in that one.
Yeah.
Really mixed it up.
Little known singer songwriter that has people confuse her name all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We've heard of the Hamburglar. She's the Cheeseburglar.
Oh, the Cheeseburglar.
Yes.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
You're still thinking about that Whopper from
a little bit.
Two shows ago, aren't
you? A little
ya?
Bit. No, I'm thinking about the Cheeseburglar being one of the greatest. Singer songwriters on the top 60,000.
Oh, great. 59,990.
She just got 59,990. Thank you. God, give her some breaks.
Give her some breaks.
Mm-hmm. Anyway. So there's a scene with Kenny and Kelly that we've learned they haven't fucked, y'all. And this frustrates me to no end. I get it. I completely get it that she confesses that she, a lot of men in the past who she's been with, haven't been able to give her an orgasm. But damn, you know Kenny's balls are bluer than blue.
Blue.
Blue on blue, heartache on heartache.
Oh, I don't know that song.
It's an oldie.
Did it come out Barbara
Mandrell didn't sing it, so you won't know it.
Oh, well, it must have come out when you were in high school before I was born.
We are 18 months apart.
When you were a doo-wop girl.
We are 18 months apart.
When you were working at the sock hop in your roller skates.
Hey, you want to buy me a shake?
Now I want a shake. It is annoying that they haven't. I mean,
it's not annoying. I said it's frustrating. Annoying. It's frustrating.
But
to
also
me.
Feel for her because this is a lot of problems. You know, I just had a. I didn't know this, but until my sexuality class in college, like 10 years ago. But one of my girlfriends, I thought all women knew this, and she just called me one day and she said, "Hey, I got a new vibrator, and did you know that you can squirt when you come?" And I said, "Yes, women can shoot like a fountain. It's like, have you ever
How
seen
did we
that?
Get here?
How did we get here?
But no, why are we talking?"
No, I was going to say is that I don't think this is talked a lot about. I don't think, I'm glad they talked
female
about
orgasms.
It. Female orgasms aren't talked a lot about.
I think squirting is very different than having an orgasm.
No, but I think women do it when they have an orgasm, I believe.
But not all. That's
no, not all. I'm bringing that up because some women might be driving down the road listening to this going, women squirt when they have a podcast? Oh. Like I had my girlfriend, she said, I had to talk to called my doctor. I said, what happens if I peed when I come?
I'm just saying not all women should expect to squirt when they orgasm. You did that in the opposite order.
I'm just saying you can. You can. But
if we have any straight men listening, you're gone.
And you know what? And straight men, if you're
watching. And gay men, you're gone too.
If your wife's not squirting with an orgasm, maybe you want to check in.
Well,
maybe you need to give it to her. Maybe you need to, like, ride that pony.
I don't want to say that that's a requisite.
Maybe you need to, like, just flush that commode.
Anyway, this is a problem for a lot of. I can see a lot of women saying, this guy is great. What if he doesn't give me an orgasm? Because I don't know if I'll be able to tell him how to do it.
Well, but here's the deal. We've already covered this. He's going to munch her vagina.
Agreed.
Forever. She's going to come just from him.
Yeah. But she's got
chomping down.
She's got scars because either the guy wasn't able to and the sex hasn't been good in relationships. So I understand it.
I hope that this storyline comes to some sort of climax.
I just hope we never have to talk about squirting again.
Get it? Climax? It was a pun.
No.
It was a pun.
You just completely put... You sound like a gay man talking about orgasms with women who knows nothing about what he's talking about.
I know
about.
A lot about vaginas. You didn't have to school me on how many holes they had at all.
That actually happened, y'all.
I think that happened in the regular one. I don't know.
So Lauren and her friend Tiffany get together.
Oh, yeah.
Like, this is kind of a forgettable scene, too.
No.
Oh, wait.
This is the
Hold the presses.
Memorable scene in Love is Blind history.
I forgot about this. This
I didn't.
This
I gave, squirted myself.
This gave me life. Because, y'all, we found out. So the friend is like, oh, it's Caucasian. And she's like, the swirl. And then she asks,
what's different?
Tiffany will be in her bridal party.
Yes.
And
is this a 90 Days Theater?
It's only one line, so probably not.
Probably not. You whore.
So she says, she's like, what's different? She goes, and just eats a fry and pops
fry
in her mouth.
And
I went, no, that's not right. She's like, but trust me, it is perfectly wonderful in that department. And that's why he has a big dick, y'all.
A big dick.
She even said, got a big dick.
She even said, in fact, I was pleasantly surprised.
Pleasantly surprised.
And y'all,
he got a
big
dick.
Pleasantly surprised. It's code for huge dick. Huge dick. Cameron is a scientist with a big dick. He likes to walk around and give it that stick. He's a baller, he's a fucker. He give it to your hard. My name is Matt Ma. It doesn't rhyme with hard.
That's
like my Cameron
the worst
dick rap.
That's the worst early 80s rap I've ever heard.
That's my Cameron Dick rap.
Anyway, let's move on. That was abysmal.
I'm a really good rapper. Christmas presents. I'm a really good rapper. Right. Actually, I'm not. I'm terrible at that.
I could show you my Snow Woke rap.
Moving on.
Anyway, Barnett and Amber, we have another cringeworthy scene at the end.
Okay, this is my deal with this. Oh. So Barnett is talking about his family and saying how it is he really gets pressure from what his family is feeling and the pressure they put on him. And Amber, instead of saying, making it about, instead of listening to what he's saying, and just says, that fucking sucks. That's got to be really hard. What kind of pressure do you feel? And right. asking him questions, she immediately says, well, would you defend me?
She's like, are you going to back me up no matter what,
she
right?
She totally
gonna
made it
back
about
me up no matter what.
And not that I think that these are bad questions to ask. I think it is good for couples to ask, like, hey, what are we talking about in public? What are we not talking about in public? This is how I... This was not the time for that. She just should have listened to him.
Yeah.
Don't you think that was out of place?
It's hard to tell because I don't feel like Amber is easy to... How should I say this? Reason with. I don't feel like she's easy to...
Really? I think she could be, actually.
I think it's she's got a lot of... she's processed the world the way she knows it. And she's processed this kind of iconoclastic way. She's like, this is me. You're going to get me.
Because yeah, that's true.
And so I don't feel like she has this way of life that people should... her husband, her ride or die, is going to get her back.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. All that matters, they can talk about it in private, but you have to support me regardless. And I think that's because she's been with people who've criticized her in public or...
But I also think, I agree with you. I think she's that person, but I think she's that person that won't do it. Because here she
I agree.
Threw Barnett under the bus and started talking about...
She did.
He picked another girl in front of it, which I actually didn't really appreciate that.
Yeah.
I'm like, and they laughed about it and teased him. I'm like, but you're talking about, you know what he already feels this way about his family. And now you're saying, well, he picked me after he almost picked another girl.
Yeah.
And I locked him down.
In front of her parents.
And emasculated him in front of
her
parents.
And I will tell you, she made... This is what I know about a Southern woman. If that had happened in front of my mother, Mother Poodle, she would have never been able to erase that comment from my mother's memory. My mother would talk about it for years to come.
If you met my mother, Bonnie Marr, the first thing you did was... Even Jake, even Poodle, who will shade the fuck out of me, knows not to shade me in front of my mother.
I do.
She'll
come for me.
And I would never do that for you in front of your mother.
No.
The fact that she did that in front of his mother.
Awful. She will hold that against that girl for the rest of her days.
You do not talk about a mother's son. Now, if it's a mother and daughter, the mother will probably drink wine and say, that's whore. Because by the way mothers and daughters
treat each other. She's always been a whore.
She's always been a little tramp. Little tramp, my daughter.
Yeah, it's an uneasy relationship between mothers and daughters lots of times.
She gets it from my sister-in-law. My father's sister was a slut.
Anyway, but don't come for a mother's son.
Don't come for a mother's son
right there, y'all.
Don't do it.
If you do that to my mother, my mother's likely. First of all, my mother would go, she might say, kind of mention, that's crazy. And she's like, look at her talking about my son like that.
Yeah, because especially when you meet someone's parents for the first time, you know what they want to hear? All they want to hear is how
great
much you
love
their
son.
Son or their daughter and how much you're inspired by their presence.
Yep.
And if you ain't talking that, then you don't need to talk at all.
Agreed. Be on your...
There you go.
You know what? I will say this. Jessica knew how to handle this in her dinner with Mark.
Yeah, she was.
She knew how to handle that better.
She at least talked about her amazing life and barely said anything about Mark. But that was
the
better way
to
handle it.
That's the thing. Jessica's working in the corporate world. She has a real job. And Jessica knows how to kind of handle a meeting. Amber barely got off the couch today.
It's true. She watched a Netflix show. Now, Curtis that works with Amber, he'll tell
Poor
you.
Curtis.
That
Curtis who works with Jessica.
Who works with Jessica, yeah. He'll tell you that he just wishes that she could take more than 30 minutes to decide which brand of coffee they're ordering for the morning meeting.
I could see it.
I mean,
We are now to our You're hot and you're cold. You're dead in your nose. You're in your ear.
Now, real quick before we just want to mention Crowdcast. Fuck you, Discord. We're not
Friday at 5 p.m.
Pacific time. So, Friday at 5
p.m. That's 8 Eastern.
We're going to
7 Central.
We're going to send up a link on, you're going to get a email link, and if you haven't seen that, then
cancel.
I would
cancel your Friday plans.
Cancel. If you haven't seen the email link, go to your Patreon account, and if you click on our feed, you should see, like, in 2 days, live broadcast.
And you should be either getting an email or if you're on the Sissy Squad or the Patreon.
Yes, exactly. And you can click on that, and then you can – we'll put the links out, too, on our – we'll put it on everything. We'll put it on our Twitter and our Facebook and all that good stuff.
Carrier pigeons.
We'll put it on our Instagram. Carrier pigeons. God bless.
And y'all send, if you're on Friday night and your kids are around, tell your husband or someone or your oldest kid, watch these young ones for a minute. I got to go play with my 90-day gays.
Yeah, we're just going to be there for like an hour. That's
come
it.
And just check in with
and
us.
And let's be honest, 5 o'clock is when Jake starts drinking, so it's probably going to be more like 45 minutes.
Point made.
All right, temperature check.
And you're cold.
Okay, Lauren and Cameron.
They are like that Robin Hood song, like a knight in shining armor from a long time ago. Take it to my castle.
And actually, isn't that? That's Karate Kid.
Oh, you're right.
I am the
Glory of
man
Love.
Who will fight?
That's Brian Adams. I was thinking about.
You're thinking of. You know it's true.
Everything I do it for you.
Everything
y'all,
I
they are
do.
Love ballad in movie of an action movie that really has no place. Level
I
of
do
hot.
It for you.
That kind of sounds like Rod Stewart to me, but that's fine.
Have you told?
Have I told you, dumbass?
I'm Rod Stewart.
So
y'all, that was not Rod Stewart who jumped on the air right now. That was actually me. It was just that good.
What about you? What do you think? That's where I think they are.
I think that they are love ballad. They are love ballad.
Love ballad.
Hot.
Love ballad in an action movie where the love ballad really doesn't belong.
So I would say that's like a 91 with high humidity.
Yeah, agreed.
Okay, let's talk about Damien and Gigi.
This is War of the Roses. This is, it's. I bet you still, they get drunk and have sex and it's really hot, but this is like, I hear the Cops theme. Bad boys, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you?
I feel like they are, you know what they are right now? Because it's, either way, they are when you've been heating up your skillet.
Okay.
Your iron skillet. Uh-huh. And then you take it out, and when you put your cornbread batter in it, and it sizzles. That's where they are right now. Just
it's very country metaphor, but yes.
But that's where they – everything's sizzling. The sex, the fight. Amber and Barnett.
Amber and Barnett. This is the scene when Dumbo sees his mother in a cage.
Wow.
This is that level of – I can't watch, and I don't want to watch, but I'm so sad I can't look away.
You know, it's funny. I have a totally different thing, but yet it's the same emotional feeling.
Okay.
A cold Dodger dog.
Same.
A cold hot dog.
Yes.
You're going to eat that hot dog.
Y'all, but you're going to have to.
You're going to have to,
but
it's cold.
You're not going to enjoy
you're
it.
You're not going to enjoy it, but you have to eat it.
Kelly and Kenny. They are... You know what it is? It's like eating a whole hot fudge sundae, but only without hot fudge and vanilla ice cream.
I agree.
And there's no cherry, if you know what I mean.
She's as cold as ice.
They're
gonna
trying,
get
y'all.
No bit tonight.
Anyway.
You know what I think of them? They're like, whereas Lauren and them are love ballad hot, they're like Disney princess ballad where nothing's gonna happen.
Yeah, nothing
they're
happens, like, and we get nowhere at the end of the song.
Time in forever.
What happens?
I'm gonna be okay.
Yeah, a lot happened there. And then finally,
who asked?
Jessica and Mark.
Oh, Jessica and Mark.
Okay, y'all, for the first time, in forever,
they're not. That was good. That was good.
We have. We are now. We are inching up to. We've landed off the Mars rover.
Okay,
and we're flying towards Earth. It's still freezing. We're still very cold, but we can kind of see a little bit of outline of the sun ahead.
Are we kind of like in a Russian space station right now?
Like the mirror, yes.
Yes, okay.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone in space.
So they're in a Russian space station.
Yeah.
Hey, who knows? Maybe they'll stay there next week and we'll find Cousin Olga in space.
She's a survivor, y'all. We've already said it. She's a survivor. Who knows?
Who knows? And I think that's it, right?
That's it.
The show. Y'all.
Y'all.
We've got one more of these to fucking do. One
feels
more.
Feels like we're doing 1,100 of them.
I know. It's true.
Anyway, that's the show, y'all.
It's true. We're going to watch it now, probably, and then we're going to podcast about it later. But these are going to go up. We did it, Queen.
One more.
One more. But remember, y'all. We call all these people lonely hearts because aren't we all just lonely hearts looking for love?
Yes. And if you find yourself at a bridal store in a strip mall, call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable. But what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.